Velveteen Mind, read by the author, Megan Jordan. Read the originals at velveteenmind.com. Get known before the book deal? Check. Now what? August 17th, 2009. Monday morning, nestled into a table near a power outlet at Barnes & Noble. I'm doing my best impersonation of an obnoxious blogger. You hear tell of coffee shops in LA, tables full of laptops manned by cluttered customers that all but announce, "Look at me! I'm writing a screenplay! See all my notes? See my drawn brow? You are watching the creative process in action!" Shamelessly, that's me this morning. One chair is loaded with my leather messenger bag purse, a quirky laptop bag. The ledge beside me is strewn with cell phone, data card holder, napkins, lipstick-rimmed decaf coffee. If I was truly committed to writing and not baby growing, it would be full caffeine. And table unreasonably burdened by desktop replacement-sized laptop, wireless mouse, cream-enameled rollerball, and brand-new Moleskine reporter's notebooks. When did they come out with these? Solves all my worldly problems. Suggestively open to a page full of scribbled ideas. To make matters worse, I applied a custom Snapfish laptop skin to my behemoth and well-loved HP directly before Blogger, emblazoned with the banners and URLs from both Velveteen Mind and Blognosh Magazine. The better to recognize me with, my dear. Of course, in the real world, it just feels conspicuous. I've already been approached once by a young woman looking for her interviewer. Apparently, she is seeking a job with a company run by bedraggled pregnant chicks in jeans and ill-fitting nursing tanks who can't be bothered to comb their hair, but do diligently take the time to touch up yesterday's makeup before a kindergarten drop-off. Yeah, good luck with that. I hear the pay is for crap, but the corporate atmosphere is welcomingly laid back. Make that approach twice to see if I was conducting interviews today. I came here because I needed to draw strength from my environment so that I may admit something to you. I needed to smell the bitter coffee, thumb the glossy magazines, and fully feel my stinging envy of the crisp books on the shelves. Here goes nothing. I want to write a book. I already loathe myself for making that stereotypical turn, but there you have it. The simple, plain truth. Probably already plainly, simply apparent to you. But admitting it will hold me accountable. You will hold me accountable. Or not. At the very least, it will give all of those periodic legit sidebar searches for book deal a place to land. What are you people looking for anyway? What have you heard? I used to say that I want to write for magazines. I whispered that truth to you because I thought it would make me send query letters. I thought it would force me to hesitate over the publish button of stronger posts, rethink their place. Instead, I just kept writing, and secretly wondering when an editor or agent or publisher would discover me, bright and pink, sipping my fountain drink at the local pharmacy counter, and offer me that book deal no writer could refuse. Was it because I refused the polka dot grosgrain festoon pigtails? Because I could never master simultaneously popping bubblegum and wrapping my cherry red lips around the straw? I sit next to the postcard stand in the cafe, wanting to stack and stash the black and white images that should make up this writer's life I envy so. Kurt Vonnegut, sitting at a desk, buried in ideas, set off by a background of so many books. So many books. Write a book is a thought that falls so neatly into place in my threadbare mind. It makes sense. It feels real. I can touch the substance of it. I can feel its spine. How I loathe cliches. Truly, madly, deeply. Deep breath. Here goes nothing. I want to write a book. But first, I need to interview this third lovely young woman that seems convinced that I'm not hearing her correctly. I'm fairly sure she's going to sit down. Fine. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Be sure to check out the original posts for photos, links, and to share your comments. Revel in the threadbare at velveteenmind.com.